Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
Welcome back to Standard Dish, the video game book club podcast where standard people play the standard edition of a video game and break it down week by week. I'm Billy.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Kaylee.
And this is our final episode of Tears of the Kingdom.
Wow.
Surprise.
What a journey.
Yeah. That was, wow. Already.
Okay. We're getting right into it because we got a lot to cover. A lot of big moments to cover. What is happening? What?
He's opening a train.
Jesus. It sounds like you're here. It sounds like you just opened it in a tool shed.
I was going to say, it's like
just starting a fucking chainsaw for the Halloween
episode.
I'm a
fully artist.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Did sound very Foley-esque.
There we go.
There was like seven other sound effects in there.
Cheers.
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 All right. Before we even reveal to our past selves that this is the last episode, we'll break down the whole Spirit Temple because we left off just right in front of it. And what's our companion's name that built a machine?
Miniru.
Minthara.
Yeah.
No.
Minthara.
Wrong game, Jackie.
Wrong game.
We'll get
Sorry.
To that one. We'll get to that
I'm
one.
I'm dropping hints.
Miniru.
Miniru. Yeah.
Who... you see another robot waiting for her, right? So you walk into the Spirit Temple and an evil version of robot thing is there. And Minoru kind of tells you its lore real quick. It's like, oh my God. It was actually like almost confusing. It's like,
it
I made one thinking that I could use it, but then I couldn't use it. And the thing took it. And then I hid this one that I could make that for some reason couldn't get to. And it was just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, let's go fight the thing. What'd you guys think was going to happen right here? Structurally, what did you anticipate as you approached this mini boss thing?
I don't know. I thought there would be more puzzling to do, but I guess building the robot was the puzzle.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought about it that way. You're right.
Yeah, the factory was pretty puzzly, and maybe any more would have been kind of overkill. I don't know.
But
I was also expecting it too, though.
I was ready for a temple.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted a temple.
Also, all the other temples had puzzles leading up to it and then puzzles inside of it. So I'm like,
totally.
It's
That's
just
also
the boss.
True.
Like, what's
That's
happening?
True.
And the randomly the order we did, which I wonder how many people really did, though, because the desert pushes back the most. So I would expect a decent amount of people save the desert for last. Mm. But it even teases this order of like a boss runs away at half health. Now temple refight boss. So that's what I was anticipating.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this temple is just fight the boss and it's over. So with that said, what'd you guys think of this boss fight? This Transformers battle?
Disappointing. Stupid easy.
Oh yeah, no one liked it.
It's so I don't know if you guys ever went to, did anyone else ever beat Master Koga?
Yeah.
So it's essentially
Well, I'll tell you the answer to that in a moment when we talk about what we did after this.
So I did that one and I was like, this is essentially the last phase of that fight. Which
yeah, it's
is far this, more interesting.
It's the same fight again.
It's the same fight again.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a giant
kinda,
mech,
yeah.
and you have to beat it. And like the gimmick, and I hate the gimmick fights. I hate the fights where you have to beat it in the one way. The gimmick is that the floor is lava, or gloom, and you have to stay on Minoru in order to actually do it. It's the only way to damage the damn thing.
You just have to keep bitch slapping them into the wire.
Yes.
Mech feedback.
You don't even need to pick anything up. That's what was so weird about it. So I picked up a big fucking metal mace, and it doesn't even deal extra damage.
Yeah,
so why?
Really?
Can you?
I don't think
so. I mean, if it did, it is incomprehensible. Yeah. It does not move the needle on the fight.
It does push the thing back further. It's further knockback.
Nah. Does it? Yeah.
Kaylee
here
with her facts. But Kaylee facts. Blowing up my
Kaylee
spot.
Facts.
Yeah, it didn't feel that much different, but It was just up. Yeah, that's what it did. It just pushed it back a bit further.
Just a bit further.
Extra tensions.
I hate, and this is my problem with, what was that one Elden Ring boss? The snake, the giant snake.
Yeah.
Where you're the one way to beat him. Yeah. It's like, I hate that when a game makes you beat it in the one way.
I like the snake more than this.
The snake,
the snake was way better than this.
Yeah, that was gimmicky with the weapon that you had to use. I guess in this case, you had to use Minoru's mech. But yeah, it wasn't even exciting, I guess.
It felt clunky. It felt like it felt like it got the least love of the whole game.
Because
you're like, you move really slowly, you can't really speed up. Sometimes if you want to jump off real quick, it's like two clicks, but it's not even the same button. So you click one, and then he kind of stands up, and then you got to think, and click another one. He never jumps forward, which is like basically the direction you always want to jump off your mount, right? He flips backwards, and then you're like, ah, God damn it, now this mech is in my way. It just felt really clunky.
Yeah. They did lean into the whole the boxing aesthetic. Did you guys? Go a couple rounds.
Yep.
That was cute.
Yeah. I guess that was the only like maybe charming thing about it, but it's still not saving not saving the whole fight, you know.
I had a cannon. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh no, go ahead.
I had a cannon on one hand and the mace on the other. And so I would like blast it and then it would be stunned and then I'd thwap it a few times.
Yep.
And I do that like 8 times, maybe the exact same thing.
Rinse and repeat.
Nothing changed. Like, was there a second stage?
Where it flies a little bit.
He flies a little. But if you already have the gun, you're good to go. You just shoot him out of the air.
That's true.
Yep.
That seemed like the only thing to me. I think that's the strategy I did. That's all there was to it.
That's all you need to know about
the
Spirit Temple.
They boned it in.
It was an exact duplicate of the Koga final fight. Like, essentially.
Yeah,
it was just,
I'm trying to
like,
think. Yeah.
The exact same thing. Even down to, like, Alan, you mentioned, like, the boxing ring aesthetic. Like, the wires were the same.
Yeah. Like, okay.
And they're not even, like, Zonai wires, like, or like, they're little energy barriers or something like that. It's like, rusty barbed wire. That the Yiga clan definitely had in their stash.
for a secret temple, so you could almost be like, hey guys, come on, it's already a bonus temple, like, well, isn't that cool? But no, it built it up higher because it was right, like, so it's a bonus. I was like, what are the secrets, what could be down here? Spirit, what a good word, right? You're like, ooh, how is that gonna, is it gonna be like a play on shadows, is it gonna be, is it gonna be, no, it's literally nothing, we did nothing. I was like, fuck.
And like, what
you used the shittiest part of the game, combat, and then you made it even shittier, combat with a mech. Damn it.
Like, spirit, like, being the sage of spirit had no meaning. Like,
yeah,
the
sage of robots.
Yeah, like, you know, the sage of lightning has lightning power. The sage of spirit does what? Nothing. Yeah.
It's a spirit and a mech, I guess.
Yeah.
They could have gone, like, you know, Twilight Princess-ish with it and had, like, a spirit world that you had to flip into, or, like, any other number of wonderful spirit-related things that exist in the Zelda universe. Like, they could have pulled inspiration from any of those.
Do you get? I forget. Did Jackie and Kaylee play Ocarina of Time, or is this just something Alan and I always talk about? Man, their spirit temple was so good. So basically,
wait, there's a spirit temple in that one too?
Yeah.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah. It's really good.
Now.
Actually, you know what? I won't tell you what happens in it, because that is one of, honestly, I probably misjudged this one because of Ocarina of Time, because it also sort of has the spirit temple as a little bit of a secret. And when you discover it and the ways that it uses the whole motif is really good and really like fresh in the game, that it just, I guess I just expected something on that level. And we didn't, we got the mechs.
So
let's just go ahead and move right past that as fast as we did in the real game. You punch it in the face, boom, dead. Okay, it's over.
Wait,
and then
one thing though.
Yep.
The cutscene is actually, so like afterwards when like she gets her secret stone and whatever, the cutscene is actually a little bit different.
Yes.
But still doesn't give you any new information.
No.
Which I found very frustrating because I was like, oh, look, it's different. Oh man. Oh, it's a new story. Oh my gosh, is there gonna be some? No.
And that's all you need to know.
Yep.
About the imprisoning war.
You need to know about.
There was some extra, right? There was a bit of extra, I guess, visuals, right? Like some a bit more story.
Was this the one where it was a mural? And it stayed on the mural? No, is that to come when we actually go to him or something? Are you sure this was the mural? I don't remember.
A mural, but I'm not sure. I just remember, like, she gives a little bit more detail about how, like, Rauru, like the moment of Rauru's sacrifice and kind of that.
Yes.
I think we get that visual.
Oh, yeah, you're
which
right.
Which was cool to sort of see. Yeah.
Right.
He made the decision while they were all fighting to basically freeze Ganon in time. Mm-hmm. And that is why he was down there. It's like he was kind of, and that's why his hand was on him. And, mm-hmm. and that's why he got the hand and all that stuff. So that was like a little bit more. That was cool.
Yeah. And then the swirl motif, that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of cool. I mean, that they even kind of acknowledged or kind of teased that out a bit of where that came from.
That was cool. Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool.
Yep.
To see like their powers like blasting each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. And see, we're being too negative on it because it was set up by the shittiest temple in the world.
There still was no new information. We got the cool visual of Rauru actually taking him down, but like the lore, we've discovered all of the lore.
It's not a good game for lore, which is probably what makes me hungry.
Yeah.
More lore.
Lore.
But then we continue the quest because we just know deep down, like, but I bet there's great lore to come as we fight Ganon or something. Anyway, so you do the Spirit Temple and they kind of talk about going back to what's it called? Our little landing called? Lookout Landing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We all were at different stages when we did this. So what happened when you guys went to Lookout Landing? And then how did you learn where Ganon was? Alan, you go first, because I think that Jackie and Kaylee have revealed where they were a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see. I feel like I had to do a bit of just catching up on like some things that I missed, making sure that I got all the way through to some of the Impa stuff. I think once we like got all the memories and stuff, and there wasn't too much there. We could talk about it after, but and then Lookout Landing, I just talked to Pura. There was a lot of stuff that she was just like, whoa, you have the Master Sword already, and like now we gotta go you gotta go find Ganon, and he's probably not gonna be in the castle. And I was like, okay. So then I went to talk to Josa, is that her name?
Jasha,
The statue lady, or the
the depths explorer, the depths, basically, who's underneath Pura.
Yeah, and I've been kind of going to them a couple times after I've been to the depths, and I found a couple of those statues and taken pictures. And but since I haven't found a new statue in a while, she didn't really give me any other new information. She was just kind of like, go down there and keep looking at stuff, find more statues. Me to tell you more about it. And then there wasn't really anything else, so the only thing that I thought of was that like maybe just go back to the castle, and like that was where I ended up, because I remember that there was a crater there under the castle. Or I remember when we approached it at one point, there was a guy, one of the first guys that like you sneak up behind. He's like, hey, don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that was like one of the first times we see that happen along the way. And I was like, oh, and I hadn't gone down there yet. And I was like, okay, well, let me try here first. And that set me on that path. And that's how I found my way down there to the path to Ganon.
That's interesting.
So Josh, you didn't talk about the Yiga clan at all, or Koga?
No, unless they mentioned it to me before. I definitely found the Yiga clan like in between me talking to her. Gotcha. I don't think she's ever pointed them out to me, or she might have. But I don't remember.
I think I know where Alan got stuck because it's where I got stuck. Okay. But why don't you guys first tell us how it went down for you, and you don't have to try to like backtrack. Like, well, wait, I guess I did this part of that. But just say like more your experience of beating the spirit temple and what happened and how you were led to do the next thing.
You go ahead, Kaylee.
So I had already been down in the crater underneath the castle. Oh. I hadn't gone very far, but I knew that there was more down there. I'd been looking at the depths map and like noticed the little offshoot. And I was like, oh, that's probably the little area where we were in the very beginning. It'd be fun to get there. Like, and so I started going down that way and I was like, wait, this is definitely where the boss is. So backtracked out of there. So I kind of knew where to go already anyway. But Joshua never gave me any hints about it, ever. And so the only information I ever got from Joshua was about the statues, and then later about the Yiga clan, and like kind of like hints about like that they existed down there, I think. I don't even think she gave me any. She might have given me some like location tips of where to go, because they tend to congregate around the major mines. That's at least where you can find Koga and defeat him, is like one of some of the major mines. But then, yeah, like I went back to Josh after I beat Koga and she was like, great job. Done.
Maybe so that's, yeah.
Pura was like, cool, you found the fifth one. You're ready to go. Go beat Ganon.
Yeah.
He's probably not in the castle itself, but we're not sure where he is. I'm like, okay, well, I'll go find him. Hmm. And like, it's like, I'm pretty sure it's down this hole that I haven't been down. Hmm. So, yeah. Went down
Interesting.
There.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, Jackie, how'd this play out for you?
So I had not been down the hole under the castle, but I had been all over the depths, I must have found all of the major mines because I followed Master Koga around and I beat him. Mm-hmm. So once I finished the spirit temple, I went to go talk to Pura and she says, good job, you did all the things. Ganon's probably not in the castle. Go talk to Joshua about it. So I did, and she's like, oh, wow, oh, you did all the things. You beat Master Koga. Wow, good job. I bet Ganon's down there. Like, I think she specifically said, Ganon's in the hole.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I jump in there?
Interesting.
So here's, Jackie essentially is right, and here's how I got to accidentally do it almost in sequence to see how it works out. So I finished the Spirit Temple, and as we all know, Billy don't give fuck about depths. So he doesn't have anything turned on in there. He thought the depths were fucking optional. So he did the one thing you guys asked us to do, and I picked up my crappy little auto build that I never think I used. And actually, I think I used it one time, and then because I don't go in the depths, I was out of whatever you need to auto build shit anyway, so I just never touched it. Anyway, so when you go back to Lookout Landing and talk to Pura, she says, you did all the things. Talk to Joshua. We don't know where Ganon might be, but she may allude to, it seems like we've done all the surface stuff, so probably the depths. Joshua's our depths explorer. You should talk to Joshua. Mm. I actually kind of appreciate this, what I'm about to say next, even though it's where I think we all got a little stumped in a sense. Although I think we got stumped because you didn't expect this game to do it, because it teaches you a different language. And here's what I mean. Joshua does not give quest... Her quest does not give quest markers and does not update itself or track that it is a quest. Mm. So, and this game has taught you that it does that. So I think you think you finished Joshua, or she is just repeating dialogue, right? So like basically, if you go to her next, she says, hey, there's more of those statues in the depths. I wonder where they lead. And if you go back down there, there's a different set of statues that you find, and it can lead to Koga again. But you have to go back and tell her that you did it a second time. And then she's like, oh, and also I found statues that go in this other direction. So then a third time you can do the thing, fight Koga, and then you have to go tell her again. And then after you do that one, she tells you that there is a fourth, I believe fourth, I could be getting the number wrong, but like another location that's really hidden, and it is essentially under the Rito village.
Yeah.
And you're like, that was so hard to get to. Yeah, so that was really hard to find and really fun. I actually thought, because I'm constantly this whole time and going back, but back and forth. So, also, sorry, what is the Yiga guy's name? Koga,
yeah.
Each time you find him, he is talking about how he is trying to resurrect Ganon, essentially. Like,
yes.
For the Dark Lord, we need to find this one thing. We finally got enough things for him. Like, he's being a little vague, yeah. But he's essentially talking about how that's what they're working towards. So you start getting the sense you're following him to Ganon, right? Mm-hmm. To wherever he is.
Huh.
So then I start to really think that the under Rito, like really hidden, but in your face spot is where Ganon's going to be. So I get all excited and I go down there and it's actually just the mech armor fight against Koga. And then he blows himself up because we're playing a child's game and that's the end of that. And there's no real connection or anything to do with what was going on. Which, so mm-hmm. that's the kind of funny thing. It has absolutely no actual connection. He didn't lead you there. It kind of ends on a dud, and you're like, well, that's weird. So then when you go back and talk to Joshua, she just goes, either she or... No, I don't even think she does. I think she... Anyway, between the two of them, one of them points you to the other and basically just says, and he's under the castle. And it's like, why did I do any of that? But yeah. Okay. And so then that's how they connect in this like non-marked quest that you may not really realize is... a quest guiding you to follow Koga around, and then they tell you that Ganon is under the castle. So I had a very funny experience with all of that.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, what? It really just didn't... It seemed totally unrelated, or very... It's a stretch that they're related, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why would you withhold that information until I finish... the Master Koga quest, you know?
Yeah. Just, as if we brought... All they had to do was if he had dropped a thing that was the thing that they had been building and you bring it back and that's what they used to look at and go, oh my God, this is what he was trying to do? This is a piece from under the castle. Right? Like, that's it. That's all you fucking have to do. And instead they do literally nothing. And it's like, anyway, bloop, update, go into the castle. And it's like, what? It's so gamey. Like, it doesn't dress itself up at all, you know?
Yeah.
So I hated that. The Koga shit. I didn't like his fights. I thought it was dumb.
No.
Oh, I take that back. The fight where you're fighting him on the little tiny boats.
And you guys are like driving each other around.
Yeah, that was good. I like the boats.
That was cute.
I did not like that one. It was hard to drive.
That was when I think I did that one. I know. I think that was the I used Yunobo actually.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I was like, this makes this way more fun. Just like playing, like, you know, felt like little RC boats that you'd find in like a theme park. Yeah.
And you have a cannon now.
Yeah. It was fun.
But he doesn't weigh the boat down, so like it's fun because you're just steering it and he just
doesn't affect the gameplay.
Yeah. He doesn't make it shit.
Yeah.
To me it was I want more like melee combat action, and driving a boat around and shooting a cannon very slowly was frustrating to me.
This is fair.
I mean, that's my problem with the mech fights too, right? It's like suddenly you're in slow-mo.
Yeah, everything goes slow. Boof. Everything
Boof.
Yeah. The Koga mech, at least you didn't have to use another mech to defeat, because I did fight before I found Minoru. And so that was enjoyable. I think it was, I don't know, Koga is the comic relief of this game.
Absolutely.
I don't get tired of seeing him. It's always fun to kick us. I tried to sneak up on him one time wearing the Yiga armor set.
Oh,
and like I put all the you know summons away, and like I was just like put all my weapons away even, and tried to like just stood behind him, and he was just like trying to turn on one of the constructs, and he was just like, I see through that disguise, and I'm like, damn it, oh man. But it was like slightly different at first. He was like, hey, you come over here, help me. Wait, very funny to me.
Something
different about you.
Yeah.
I see that blonde hair.
Yeah.
Funny.
It's funny. But yeah.
So you dive under the castle.
Yep. So you dive under the castle.
Yep.
It goes so deep.
So far down. That was
it does,
cool.
It does. Yeah, that was fun. That was that was a cool little spelunking. Go down there.
Did you fight all the baddies?
Not one of them.
Nah.
What? Not a single one?
No. I think I fought the Keese. the electric keys that were following
me. Oh, yeah.
I got
those are valuable. Those
yeah, are good for I always stop for, keys anytime. need those eyeballs.
Give me those eyeballs.
Yeah, give me the eyeballs.
Wait, Jackie brings up a really good thing that we should discuss beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of preparations have you done before diving deep?
Yes.
Give us, each person, give us an idea of your link, like hearts, endurance, not the number, right? But just the idea, yeah. Like hearts, endurance, armor set, what your tools are. Did you cook a lot? Whatever the prep is, mm-hmm. what did you do? Mm. Who wants it?
I had Hylian trousers, which I think I only have 3 stars on, the champion's tunic. Topaz
is
earrings.
Is that the one that she gives you?
Yeah.
Is the champion student the gift? Okay.
The gift one.
Leveled up?
Just to 2 stars. Uh-huh. Just 2 stars.
So what is that, like 12?
I think it's like 14. Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Amber earrings for higher defense. And I did like go through and try to find some good weapons. And this was my mistake in my prep, was I tried to get a variety of elemental effects, especially ice. Cause that's like, I love the ice, like let me freeze all the shit, you know? And so like, I used all of my best fuse parts and like things like that to like get these different characteristics of these weapons and all this stuff. And then broke them all on the way down. So, you know, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's all fine. I'll mention this. This will come back later. But one of the funnier things I did was fuse a Stalnox horn, which is the one that has the 3 skulls on it that make noise.
Oh, Stalnox. Yeah.
Stalnox. Okay. So the Stalnox horn has like 3 skulls on it. And I had noticed this before.
Like chattering.
If you put them on a spear or something, they'll chatter.
Yeah, yeah.
On a spear.
Oh, that's fun.
And so I actually fused one of those to the Master Sword because it doesn't affect the look, but it does affect the stats.
Mm.
So I had that. That will come into play later. and I did a lot of cooking, all the hearty stuff I could find, pretty much just hearty stuff or things with as many hearts
sunny?
As possible.
Any
I did
sunny
some
stuff?
Sunny stuff. Okay. Sunny stuff and some gloom resist stuff. Which I forgot about, but did have. that was my prep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. Let me see. My prep was, second row of hearts, I'm there. I think I'm on like the third wheel of endurance, not full on either, I think. But not knowing that that chasm was going to be like it, I wasn't sure, but I decided to like just kind of cook a ton anyways. Let me see. I cooked, mostly hardy stuff. And some, like, maybe, like, a couple gloom-resistant stuff. A couple, like, defense up. A couple mighty bananas. I cooked a variety of stuff. And then, like, I think weapon-wise, I had, like, a pretty decent arsenal of, like, I didn't do any, like, specific crafting of weapons. I think I have it, and I'm probably going to use the Master Sword for the most part, so I was like, it's probably just going to be a Master Sword fight. But and then as far as the armor goes, I think I just used the Hylian like garb set, and that was maxed out. I maxed that one out, so that was pretty good defensively, at least.
Wait, which one is that? What do you mean by Hylian garb?
I think it's just like the one with the hood and like
the outfit basically from Breath of the Wild that they used in marketing materials. Okay.
Yeah. Got it. Exactly. Cool. Yeah. That one I maxed out. And sun stuff. So this is kind of funny. I never cook sun stuff because I was like, what do I need sun stuff for? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure. Maybe I was like, this is probably the time I probably need it. But there was one time I remember I mentioned a while ago that like Kara does like the cooking stuff. So one time I just let her like cook a bunch of stuff for me, a couple, and she cooked a ton of sun stuff, not knowing what it was. And I was like, nice. I was like, why'd you? And then I came back and I'm like, what's all this sun stuff doing here? And she's like, oh, it's not good. I'm like, I never use this. I'm like, I'm never going to use this. And I haven't since then. So I had a ton of sun stuff, which ended up being, about how handy it ends up being. But yeah. And that's it. That's all I had.
It's a good thing you didn't sell that sunny stuff.
Yeah.
Because Jimbo got into a real restaurant business with his playthrough. He would just cook like 5 prime meat and it was worth like 300 or so, you know, something stupid.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like he would just cook a lot and then sell it because he doesn't like to eat food in combat.
I don't think it ever occurred to me that that the food could be worth so much.
Yeah.
The food is worth a lot.
Yeah, I thought about that. Yeah, it's like sort of a way to get like rupees and stuff, but I don't have the discipline to cook that much.
No, I hate the cooking.
You can sell like a decent meal for the individual pieces, you know, might be able to sell for like 10 rupees, but the meal itself will sell for 50.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, so you can definitely like make some cash that way if you need to.
So when I went down, I didn't have anything special prepared. I just put on my best armor, which is like, anytime I visit a fairy, I will just level up whatever I can with the materials that I have. I generally didn't like farm for the purpose of upgrading my gear.
Yeah,
it was like, you know, I just pick up everything. And so at this point in time, my best gear is like so soldier's greaves and froggy armor. So like, so I have like the froggy top.
Oh my
and I
god!
I think I have like the Rito Divine Beast hat.
And you took video of this?
No.
Ah! Damn!
I can imagine now. Wow!
Oh man!
What a set!
Awesome!
Yeah, it was real weird. But yeah, then I went down and I couldn't, my hearts are full first row and I think 1 or 2 on the second row. Stamina is like 2 and a quarter or something wheels. And I went down the first time and if I didn't immediately see an exit to the fighting place, I would just stay and fight the things. So I like, I got past the likes, but I fought the Horriblins. And then once I found my way out, then next time I died and came back, I went past them.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find the way away from the Lionel.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say, you guys finally met your first Lionels, or is this the first Lionel?
That's the first one I saw.
First one.
That's crazy. Yes.
First
I mean
one.
I had seen actually I had seen a bunch in the depths. There was one like
those are the worst ones actually.
Outside of a place, and then there were like 3 of them in a Colosseum which I did not fight. But yeah, I fought that Lionel and
oh nice.
And in order to beat it, I went and farmed Sundalions. So I like looked up which Sky Islands had the most Sundalions on them.
Oh, goodness.
And I had to actually discover new Sky Islands that I hadn't been to before.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow, it's turning into a whole...
Yeah. And so I cooked a whole bunch of sunny stuff and, of course, hearty stuff and whatever. But mostly the sunny stuff that was very, very useful. And then I fused one of the Lionel parts to the Master Sword.
So that's tight. Nice.
That's tight.
It's very useful.
Mm-hmm. I forget that you could fuse stuff too. I did it in the past, but I totally forgot that you can. That's the thing. It doesn't really. It's a funny, like when you swipe, it does like the shape. So it's like a Green Lantern-esque.
Yeah.
Totally. And then I ran past every other enemy.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
I'm curious what you guys did with the enemies, and I'll give you my gear real quick. So basically, because it's just a mashup of what others have said at this point, with the only difference being the first thing I maxed out was endurance. So I had full endurance.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Hearts I did way slower, but I think at this point I was on my second row, just barely. I did a bunch of cooking, and did cook Sundalions, but turns out not as many as I probably should have. So we'll see how that goes. And for gear, I only ever did 2 fairies. So my highest gear was all the soldier armor on 2. As far as weapons, I just used whatever I had, but through my highest fuse things on each one. So, like, I had five random swords and stuff, and I just dropped whatever my highest fuse stuff was, fuse all those real quick, and I was like, all right, I'm probably good. And I dove in. Oh, no. Did Jackie just drop, or her computer died there on us?
That seems like it.
Okay. Quick break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, and Jackie's back with us.
I did it. Yeah,
Jackie, you fought monsters pretty periodically, you're saying, and then sometimes ran past them. How'd you guys approach the monsters in the cave? Alan, you just run by them all?
Yeah, I pretty much just ran, because I wasn't sure. It started to feel like it was the right, I was on the right path, and I wanted to kind of get through and find out whether or not I was on the right path. Fast, so I was like, I don't have time for these monsters, so let me just speed run. Like I said, I did fight the keys, because those are annoying. They just follow you.
Yeah.
Much faster than you think. And when I got to the Lionel, that's when I was like, oh no, this is actually kind of like, I don't know if I can just run past this guy. And I saw that there was, it also was kind of like, to Jackie's point, there was like parts that like were tough to find, like the next level to like jump up to, and like where the exits were. This one, there was like something off to the left for the Lionel, and then to the top right, I think there was like a tunnel, and that is where the exit was to pass him. So I went off to the left, and he kept hitting me with those goddamn arrows.
And then like I kind of,
and then he like didn't aggro me for a while, and then that's I kind of just hung out there, and I auto-build a little flying machine that I just flew over.
Nice.
I was like, fuck it.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's it. I didn't fight the Lionel. Of all the Lionels I did fight, I didn't want to fight this one. So
I let
Jackie have it.
I did it.
It's funny because in Elden Ring, Alan and I fight every single enemy meticulously, and you guys run by them. And then in this one, I'm like, I'm good. I fight as little as possible.
I did like a half and half. I started off fighting everything. And then I was like, there's a lot of things here. I don't need to use up all the stuff that I just made. And like,
that too.
I got to the Lionel was the first one that I decided I'm going to run past this. Like, I'm not going to fight this Lionel. It's like, this is the,
you had fought a lot already.
I had fought everything up to that.
That's a lot already.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's a lot already. Yeah.
I fought everything up to that point. I was like, okay. And then I remembered, that if you don't pull a weapon, the Lionels won't attack you.
Really? I didn't know that.
You didn't know this?
I had no
idea. Yeah.
No.
I feel like I've tried that before.
I've never seen
it. If you don't use a weapon and you don't pull any powers, they will not attack you. You can't even have one drawn. So you have to have everything down. And then
you mean
just,
like equipped?
It could be
like
equipped.
Like not equipped?
It could be equipped, but it can't be in your hands. You press Y and you'll hold the sword?
Yeah.
If you have a weapon out like that, it will aggro them immediately. But if you don't have
never heard this, okay.
If you don't have anything in your hands, then you can walk right past them. And so I walked.
Wow, I never knew that.
I walked right past him, and then as soon as you hit ascend, there's like a little block below that hole. I hit ascend to go right up through it, and then it aggroed me. When you use a power, it aggroes. You're home free. So
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I had no idea.
Lionels, you can just walk. You can literally walk right up to them. And just as long as you don't hold a weapon, you're okay. Yeah.
Crazy.
Uh-huh. That's how I got around them a lot in the depths. You can literally just run past them. They don't care.
Yeah. Wow, I had no idea this whole time.
Which is also why I don't like fighting them, because they're reacting in self-defense.
Oh.
You know? And so it's like, okay, so you're not like a bokoblin or something that's like seeking me out. You're like...
They're intelligent creatures.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're probably the most... Of the monsters, they seem the most like a talent.
Yeah.
Like, they actually like well formed.
Exactly. But then, yeah, after that guy, I was like, I'm not fighting any of these guys anymore.
Yeah, and it was just dumb stuff. Like,
yeah,
like
Lisa Focos
and Lizalfos.
Yeah. Well, I actually always hate when a game does that at the very end where it just throws a bunch of waves at you because I feel like the pacing is a little off. You've already made the conscious decision to leave all the monsters that are all over the map. You can keep fighting if you want and, like, you know, harvesting for gear and like all of that is still there for you in the kind of monster hunter-y way. But if you're down here, you've probably made the decision that you're ready to progress it in some way. So to just like put waves in front of you is always a little boring to me. It's like, I've already made a choice that I don't want to do this part.
Mm-hmm. My counter argument to this in this case is that it's lore. It does match with the lore because he's the Demon King. And so this is his army that's guarding him, essentially. So he's put up defenses.
But we get to that anyway. So but why don't we get to the army that's guarding him?
I wanted to know how you got past the hands. There was like a pit with the red hands in it.
Oh, I beat the hands.
The gloom hands?
I guess I sailed past them. That must have been one you could sail to the thing and you don't have to touch the ground. Because I never saw them.
I think you...
They gave you like...
They gave you stuff to make things.
They gave you wings, but... It didn't work. I don't know. I struggled with that.
That's also in the spot where like your companions are disabled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That was kind of annoying. Yeah. They were like,
they can't make it to a certain.
They can't make it there.
It was too deep.
I just spammed bomb arrows at the hands until they gave up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I literally didn't even see them.
Huh.
Did they not?
I guess if you sail across that pit. Then they just
I was doing a lot of skip stuff as fast as possible. I took a few speed elixirs too to just like run by stuff and like
you're always on speed.
I was literally speed running it. I was like, bunny ears all the way to fight monsters right now.
Yeah,
like I'm not gonna go back to craft stuff. Anything.
Yeah,
so
I never use the speed stuff. That's funny. The gloom hands. Do they leave the dark clumps whether they are defeated or not? Do you guys know that?
Yes.
I feel like they
do.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because that's what happened to me. I just, they spawned in and then I ran away because I was like, I don't really want to. But then they were stuck down there. So I was like, I was trying to figure out a way to get across anyways.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I came back, they were gone and only the dark clumps left. So I just kind of walked across and jumped up.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't fight them.
Mm-hmm. I had to like, I don't know why the wing, the like glider thing wasn't working for me, but I like, I tried to do a rocket shield from the first platform, but the ceiling is low around the edges and tall in the middle. So if I'm rocketing from the edge, I would just immediately hit the ceiling and not go anywhere. So I like jumped down to the middle and then rocketed up before the hands could get to me and then glided down.
Wow, very cinematic.
Very smart.
It's like, go.
So I'm the only one who fought the hands?
I guess so.
Yeah. I think
you
so.
Fought this time
I
fought everything.
Yeah, you fought everything.
Except the Lionel.
You.
That's like, this is the first Lionel I'm like,
that's truce.
In my path.
Self-respect,
the game.
Truce.
Yeah. But.
So you fight all that stuff, and then you get an opportunity to dive even. Well, you kind of reach an area that's like, this is the.
Oh, there's one of those beautiful
imprisoning chamber, and before that is like the place of gloom. They had a few different names. It was
is that the one with the murals or no? One of them was with murals, right?
Alan's right stuttering.
You broke up.
Oh,
say it again.
Did I? Sorry. No, I said it was one of the murals room, you know, the room that we started the game with.
Yeah.
And then you can break away the other rocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
finally see the full mural.
I thought of you, Kaylee, because I was like, oh, Kaylee's probably happy about this.
I was. Thank you, Alan. Yes. I was happy about this. And it's like, it's all the bits that we know. So, you know, still no new lore, but it was like, there's like Zelda going back to the past, and there's like the imprisoning thing, and then there's like Zelda turning into a dragon. And so you're like, oh, here's all the bits. I'm like, yeah, we knew these bits. Cool. Let's keep going.
I feel like that would have been important information that you would have wanted to pass down over the generations. Like, hey, this princess from the future is a dragon now. Please pay attention to this dragon.
Seems
How
like
How did that get lost? That's really important.
Seems like it would have been useful. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That is odd.
But yeah, then you get to the chamber where he initially like makes the big hole in the floor. Is that the jump spot? Because there's the one spot where you do have to do one of the awesome jumps. It's like the little platform.
Oh, I think that's the jump spot.
That might be it. Yeah.
I love
it. Grace.
Yeah, is that the one where you land and that's where the next big fight you have?
Oh,
right.
Mm-hmm.
The army.
The army.
But you see the whole Billy, did you freak out like I did about the tree?
What?
Oh, what?
The tree? All the vines. All the twisty, dark, gloom vines. As you're jumping down this thing, all of those are coalescing into like this big, giant trunk. And it looks like these crazy branches of like this terrible, awful tree thing. So it was like a cool parallel to like the Deku tree. And then you basically like you can just see it all come down. And then you land basically at the base of it. And you're like, this is where the bad guy is.
Okay. That kind of makes sense now. Yeah. I didn't realize that was a tree. Yeah.
Like all those twisting
roots. Yeah, I don't think I put that together.
All those twisting roots. You guys didn't explore the desert very much. Those are all over the place. And like even the Yiga.
Yeah, I saw that.
Even the Yiga comment on it in one of like their camps. Like it says, don't touch those. No. They hurt worse than the regular gloom. And they do.
Oh, interesting.
And so it's like, it's because it's actually him. It's because all of those twisting branches are Ganon like sucking power out of the gloom into himself.
Oh.
Crazy.
That's cool.
That moment of that reveal, cool. I was like,
Oh, that's really cool. Oh, cool.
That's
cool.
Dope. No, I totally missed that.
Cool. So cool.
I thought it was just decorative and didn't think too much about it.
Yeah, so
you can find those literally every part of the gloom.
Yeah.
Like they are everywhere. Or right at the depths.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good parallel to the light roots, right? That you find down there.
Yes.
Sort of like, cool.
Dark roots. Cool.
True.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's awesome. Okay, but then you do get to fight more waves of enemies. And they kind of come in batches, right? So they start with... It works through lower. Like a few tiers of your enemies. Yeah, Bokoblins, I think, are the first one. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
Your friends show up.
Lazalfos.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Your friends show up in an incredible cinema.
We do a Power Rangers.
You're not alone,
up.
Wink.
Yeah, everyone do. Like,
oh, God.
Power Rangers lineup.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. But it was they came in handy.
Oh, yeah, they're super helpful, right? They're just crushing people. And then each of their boss... So I don't know if you guys want to talk about fighting waves of enemies or not, but after you do, each of the bosses show up again. And I assume if you didn't have each of the people, I wonder if you would have fought all of those bosses. Mm. Or if there was one sage you didn't find, would you have fought only that boss?
Oh, yeah, what would have happened? Could you get this far in the game without finding all the sages? Do you need to find sages?
I assume you could just rush him now that you know he's down there, you know?
Yeah, you could.
Huh.
Oh, weird. Okay. Maybe.
Huh. Yeah, I guess so. And you would probably just die. If all four of those bosses showed up.
If you had to actually fight them individually.
You would get crushed by those bosses for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that I just never bothered looking at what speedrunners are doing yet. But I'm sure that some speedrunners have already done it.
Yeah. I don't know if they would build a whole like five boss fight thing in case someone didn't find all the stages. But it's possible.
That would be wild. Well,
that's kind of what happens in Breath of the Wild. Don't fight the like, what were they called
divine beasts.
The temples there?
Divine beasts, yeah. No, because each one of them kind of.
But whatever the spirits that were in them, were they called blights?
Yeah. You're right.
Aspects of Ganon, they were like, the thunder blight.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like the whatever blight. They would all show up or make him stronger somehow in the fight. Like they were a part of the fight. Or if you had already defeated them, they couldn't show up. And so then you fight like just Ganon. So I assume that these bosses were probably related to that, and that's why they had the the kind of moment where they're like, each of us are fated to fight one of them. I wonder if they would have just... Now I kind of want to see it the other way, though. Will they just throw all five bosses at once or one at a time or what, I wonder?
Yeah.
It just made me mad because, like, the whole reason... In my mind, the whole reason you're getting the sages is to have help fighting the boss. And now they're like, oh, we're going to fight these mini bosses instead of helping you with the real one. So
I was irritated too. I was like, when it first happened, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you show up just for these waves that I could have dealt with on my own. And like, then you just...
You could have, there were a lot of them.
muddle buds.
Oh, true.
I just spam muddle buds.
Yeah, I did that a lot too.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about those.
But like, I was so mad. I was like, are you serious? You guys are just going to, you're going to, now that's it. That's it? That's all I get from you?
Yeah,
so I was pleased later when they do show back up. But like, I was annoyed at first. I was like, they better show back up. If they don't show back up, I'm going to be real angry on the podcast.
But then they got knocked out again. They showed up for like 2 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they did anything.
I think they helped us in one phase.
They helped us in one phase when there's a lot. Which we'll talk about. But like, I was like, why?
Yeah.
I guess I just knew what the... Or I don't even know if I'm right, but I assumed what mechanic was happening. So I was just like, oh, okay, so that's why they're here. And that's they're going to take those guys now. Okay, so I was like, okay with it.
Mm.
But I wonder if they could have bridged the gap just a little bit more for in case you don't know that, right? Like, I wonder if they could have, if the bosses could have engaged you momentarily and then you like see the Rito dude like sweep the one off to the side and he's like kind of back there doing stuff. So you really realize like, oh, I'm not fighting him anymore because he's there or something. Like,
right.
I wonder if anything like that could have helped you just really feel like they're doing something for you.
Yeah.
Instead of just like cutscene and they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then you get to fight Ganon alone, which is also, I think, a little more cinematic in a sense. You're like, okay, here we are. Finally, good versus evil. Us versus him. Here we go.
Yeah.
And it's a sword fight.
Mm-hmm. Hydrated, right? Hydrated Ganon?
Hydrated.
Oh, that's right. He does rehydrate real quick.
Right? Did we say that?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is the first time we've seen him this way, too.
Uh-huh.
Outside of memories and stuff.
Yeah.
He does a little monologue in the beginning of this and that and like conquering the world, you know. Hyrule.
And maybe this is the one where his monologue is the murals. So it's like, it's the same thing, but it's visually different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which I sort of, the murals were cool. I was like, oh, this is sweet that they changed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's kind of telling you the story again in case you got here. I assume it's also like, it has to be so, well, it doesn't actually have to be. They could have thought of more ways to mix it up. But they're probably protecting themselves, or if you are the person who got there without doing certain things, you get this same story again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Again.
Okay. For the sixth
time now?
Yeah.
And that's all you need to know about the imprisoning war. Fight me!
Once more for the people in the back.
Yeah.
Well, seriously. Okay, what'd you guys think about phase one here? Phase one is like one-on-one, right?
Yeah.
So it's one-on-one sword fight. And you automatically, because we have it, I wonder what would have happened without the Master Sword if you had never gotten it.
Yeah.
But you start the fight with him like he has drawn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yep. So this was the funny moment that I alluded to earlier. Actually, I think it was maybe earlier than this. So I remember I'd put the Chattering Skulls on the Master Sword. And so, there's a moment of silence at some point during all of this. And you just see, like, Link, like, facing off against this evil. And then in the background, you just hear... Just hear them chattering. And it just is, like... I had to pause and laugh for a second.
That's amazing.
It's like I did this to myself.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
That's great.
That's great.
But first, yeah.
What was the strategy? Like, how to go for you?
Dude, that first time he dodges.
I didn't
get it.
Interesting and fun.
I was like, what?
Like, and then it gives you the arrow like for flurry rush or something. And I was like, but there's no flurry rush prompt. And so I thought that it was trying to tell me like, you know how like in a gimmicky fight, there's one move that you have to do, like wait for him to do this. And then that's when you get him. Like, that's what I thought that was telling me. And so I was just mashing all the buttons every time he dodged. And I was like, I don't understand.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yelling into the ether.
He does that in the first phase.
That's the first dodge I got was in the first phase. And I was
wow.
This isn't fair. I'm the only one who can dodge in this universe. Like, that's...
I was going to say, yeah. It was totally, totally kind of humbled you a bit. And you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. He can dodge, too? Well, how the fuck am I going to do this now?
Wait, nobody else can dodge. I'm the only one who can dodge. Yeah. Nope. He figured out how to dodge. The secret to his power.
Did you guys pull any dodge and flurry rushes off?
In the first phase, yes.
I think I did in the first phase. Yeah.
First phase, I got a couple off. I don't know about you guys. The initial impression of the first phase is that, okay, this was easy. Cool. I can do this.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was.
Felt tolerable.
Yeah. It was kind of paced out, but so it didn't feel too bad.
Mm-hmm. He felt easier than the shadow Ganons that I'd fought. So I was like, this is going fine so far. And then what exactly is the second phase? Is it just that he summons a lot of shadow Ganons and your buddies show up? Is that what happens?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Our buddies show up. He multiplies into those shadow Ganons. Mm-hmm. Is this where he changes his hair to like a bright red or?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The glowing red? I think so.
I think you're right.
Either it's like variations of like glowing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just like, his hair this time and then maybe the next time it's like,
the start of my power. And then his hair multiplies.
right.
I don't remember if this is the exact moment for this too, but rather than us try to get it all perfect, one of my favorite moments in the fight is one of the times where Kaylee, I think you're about to... Maybe say you just lit up, so I'm guessing. I wonder if it's the same thing. But when he's like, "This is just the beginning," and the health bar just keeps growing growing and goes all the. That was so good.
That was like, kind of funny.
It's not centered.
It also wasn't centered. It kind of killed me in the center. Well, the designer in me kind of like. But also, you know what was funny about that, Billy? What kind of killed me when I saw that, because it kept going. It reminded me of like when. The Force Awakens came out and they had the trailer with the guy with Kylo and he pulled his lightsaber and then the hilts come out like after the fact and then they memed the hell out of that where they just kept adding hilts and stuff and it just kind of got me there. I was like, this is that, I think, kind of.
Yep.
I feel so like good. That's good. Fun, that's good bait for the thirsty Ganon memes.
It just keeps growing.
It's just they add another screen to your TV.
your screen extends out a little bit.
It's like, how much time this guy
grower going? Not a shower. That moment got me too. I was like, because I saw it get to like the end of his name and I looked away from the health bar and I was like, not starting. And I looked back up and I'm like, oh fuck. Oh, I'm screwed. So
that was phase two. He did the health two. Mega health.
Mm-hmm. I guess so, because you defeated him and he stands up and revives and then maybe shoots all the phantom Ganons out and your buddies come, something like that.
Your buddies come like after the fight actually starts, I think, which was a moment of panic. Because like those shadow ones were tougher and he's tougher and you're like, you're actually on your back foot. You're like, I don't know what's going on. Okay, I'll just get used to the pattern this time. We'll die. We'll come back. Mm. I was like already like planning the next life. And then the buddies show up and you're like, oh, thank goodness. Something to distract them.
That was helpful.
Yeah.
This is where somewhere in here or at this point is about when I realized that the like four sunny things that I already ate was not enough. And so it actually, in a fun way, started making the fight a little difficult because I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna just run. All the stuff I cooked is not valuable, right? Because like I'm losing heart, so I can't really get them back with this stuff. It's useless. So I started having to actually pay attention and be careful about not getting hit as much so that I could make it to the end of the freaking fight.
Nice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so grateful for Kara at that moment.
And Here, cook me something.
All the stuff she cooked. All the sunny stuff she cooked. And it was really like, actually, it was really good sunny stuff. I think she looked it up without even, I don't know if she looked it up or something. I don't know. It was all like plus sixes and plus sevens. And I was like, oh, holy smokes. Nice. She was like, oh, look at all this stuff. I'm never going to use that, but thanks. Yeah. And yeah.
Little did you know.
Thank you, Kara.
Did you tell her she was right?
Yeah, she was watching when I was.
Oh, good. So
she was vindicated in the moment.
Excellent. That's great. Excellent.
Yeah, so it was well worth it.
What a good partnership.
Oh,
nice. Indeed. You guys have any struggles in here other than me not having enough sunny food?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just general hard boss stuff.
Are we also counting like the phase where the companions then get knocked out? So once you take out the shadow ones, then like he does like some big thing and like all the companions are taken out of the fight essentially. And that's when he gets really, really good at dodging. And and the only way to hit him is if you figure out the timing on one of his attacks or dodge him yourself, which for some reason was impossible the first this round. I don't know about you guys, I like had so much trouble.
Did it once.
Once. Yeah, yeah, I did it one time.
I only did it once, and I didn't know it was even possible to dodge twice until it happened. Because, like, he does that, right? You dodge him, and then, you know, he fakes you out and does a black flip, and you're like, oh, okay, you can dodge two. Mm-hmm. And then on his subsequent attack, that's when you can dodge, I guess, again. And I did it, like, once by accident, and I was like, holy shit. And then that's you can follow up with the actual flurry rush.
Cool.
But I only found that out at the very end of the fight, and I was like, oh, well, this is, actually, I think I killed him with that one, maybe. I might have killed him with that one.
I think one flurry rush that I got was also my final blow.
The final blow, yeah.
Wow. It took a long
time. Did you guys use parries? You guys got really good at parrying, right?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
No?
Okay.
I got really good.
How did you beat him, Billy?
I think it was like a few flurry rushes and then honestly just getting hit by his like dash that I kept fucking up. So I would keep fucking up his dash and he would hit me. But then I forget exactly how it went down. I didn't take very good notes because there was like a lot of phases and I was kind of, you know, you're kind of into it and didn't do the best notes.
Yeah,
but there was some element of just bum rushing him and like swiping the sword that just killed him. Like, I can't remember exactly how it went down, but it wasn't like a graceful fight. Like, I did pull off my few flurry rushes. And other than that, he would just leave openings he wouldn't defend and you could just run up, get a couple swipes in, and then he would hit you once.
Yeah.
And then you would just do it again. And it became clear to me. At first, I was worried about my gloom hearts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I had enough left and could see his bar where I was like, all right, the way this is going down, even with only 5 hearts, I'm only getting swiped once each, but me just rushing him, I'm taking like a third of his health. So I was like, I think I could just risk the 3 more rushes. Yeah, yeah. And like, it worked out.
Nice.
So nothing smart. Like, I didn't play well. You know, I just
same.
Yeah.
Well, and like then your hearts start actually disappearing, not just gloom hearts. They start going away.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. I did
not notice that.
Yeah, I was like,
I didn't really notice it at first, but I thought something was up. I guess I wasn't really paying attention, but I also was just using my son stuff like pretty regularly. But
it was like if the heart already had gloom on it, like if it had already been taken by gloom and then it got hit again, it would be gone.
That's fun. Yeah. Didn't notice that, but
that must have happened to me.
Mine started ticking down and I was like,
that's cool,
because then it doesn't matter how much sunny stuff you have or or anything.
Yeah.
Did anyone die in any of these phases at all? Kaylee's shaking her head.
No. I cooked enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. Well, that was all okay. I will admit it didn't hit the heights of Phantom Ganon number one for me. That was scarier, harder, just more thrilling.
Oh, yeah. The Deco Tree.
It didn't beat those heights. But the next section did.
Yes. When he rips the secret stone off his face.
Yeah.
And eats it. That was crazy.
I did not see this coming, but it's kind of beautiful because it's like, oh, of course that's what you would do. We've set this whole thing up.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he doesn't really eat it gracefully either. He kind of just like kind of really
stick his whole hand in there. Yeah, what's he doing?
He's like elbow deep. Yeah. I was like, whoa, bro.
You usually have to pay to see that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean,
they cut away just enough that, you know, I was like, okay.
I think that Kaylee heard me reacting to this because she was on Baldur's Gate with Adam, and so Adam is on his PC, and I'm just in the next room in the living room.
That's great.
She probably heard me saying, "I don't understand." Anytime he dodged, but then also like, "Oh shit, he's a dragon!"
Nice.
Awesome. I love that it was like coming through the comms from another game too.
Yeah,
that's great.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah. It turns into a dragon.
And then it gets even better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I was like, how in the shit am I going to fight a dragon? And of course, the answer.
Yeah.
The answer is the repeat of our favorite boss fight, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's true. It was pretty much like that.
It was like, this is the Kolgara. So, like, I love it. Yeah, like, he swoops down and he grabs Link and, like, takes him up above the thing. Uh-huh. And then, like...
Who does?
The dark dragon of darkness.
The gloom dragon. I forgot his name. Demon king.
Yeah, he eats you. He just chomps you.
Draconified demon king.
There you go, Alan. Draconified demon
king. But it's like a little I love all the stages had like a maybe different subtitle.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, I think so.
Draconified demon king.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's crazy looking.
Yeah. So he drags you out to the sky, and Zelda shows up, which is great because we were all like, when is she coming back? How do you save Zelda? Yeah. And then it's like, of course this is going to play out here now.
Of course.
And she like distracts him enough for him to drop you. Mm-hmm. And then you're riding around essentially on Zelda.
Yeah. In a real never-ending story. There you go.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Your never-ending story Zelda moment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was okay. Did you guys? I guess I didn't immediately understand what I need to do. Yeah. I don't know how much you guys like in the beginning. Like maybe for Kaylee, you clicked like, okay, Kolgara again. Like this is kind of I got the idea that I was like, okay, I need to skydive down into this. Swapped all my gear to the skydiving.
Oh, stuff, yeah, which, smart.
Yeah, it's totally helpful. Right.
I didn't think about that.
That was smart.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do that.
I did that too. I immediately was like, all right, we're eagle. It's Birdman time.
Yeah. We're going in hot. But yeah, I immediately did not realize, like, one, that he had the things on his back. And then I think there was a moment where you could go, or like he was able to be attacked. And then also, I use like bomb arrows in the beginning, and I was wasting a ton of shit. And that wasn't really working until I was just like, I'm just gonna land on this guy, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But did you guys immediately get it? Like what you need to do? No, okay, Jackie.
No, I stayed on Zelda for a long time. I was like waiting for her to like have some attack prompt.
I thought you were gonna like, yeah.
At first I thought I was steering her.
That got me really excited for a second.
Wait. Yeah. Could you actually steer her?
A little bit, right?
I don't know.
So that's, I'm actually not sure either, but I do know at the very beginning, I thought I was steering her.
Yeah.
Like whatever I chose to do, it seemed like she was going with it. Then, as the fight progressed, I realized that, like, either that's not a mechanic, or she's just autopiloting, and it like, you have to jump off at a certain point. I'm not really sure, but I in the first 5 seconds, I was like, and I'm steering Zelda, so this is like the gimmick. But then it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I did get confused, though.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you put together what to do?
I think I was looking at Dragon Ganon for where to fire my light cannon that is not coming out of Zelda's mouth, which is what I really wanted.
That would have been great.
Just looking at him, and I was like, oh, there's stuff there that I could attack. So I skydived down onto him, but I wasn't particularly aiming for the weak spot. I landed just somewhere on his back and immediately took a ton of gloom damage. And I was like, oh God, oh no.
Yeah.
I messed up.
Interesting. No avoiding that?
No,
I think if you land directly on the weak spot, you don't.
Take if you get at the weak spot, you don't take any damage. So I didn't even know you took gloom damage because I just always actually did land on the weak spots.
Yeah, I thought there was that when he stopped well, glowing. No, I thought you wouldn't exactly. take gloom damage, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't. It's funny what I don't know what clued me into it. Mm. I guess I just thought that it was pulsing red or whatever, and then it looked okay, that's the spot. Mm-hmm. And so I did just kind of go at it. I expected to take gloom damage by landing on him and near it, but I guess if you land in the little cavern, it just doesn't. Right, so I noticed I just wasn't, and I just swiped at it, and then and once you do it once, then you know exactly what to do. So then it's really easy to target them and do it again. Mm. Uh-huh. You know,
there was something about the way it flew by, or the way that Zelda flew past him, that I saw one in a scene, and I was and then we end up above it, and I'm like, oh, this is just Colgara, and I just was skydive onto the weak spots. I landed on the body first and took gloom damage, and I was like, okay, well, I just got to be prepped to take gloom damage whenever I land on this thing. But then I learned that if you land in the little divots where the weak spots are, then you're fine.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then the only thing that hurts him is the Master Sword. Nothing.
What do you think would have... Oh, of course. So if you had never picked up the Master Sword, you probably would have pulled it out of Zelda to start the fight.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
That would have been crazy, actually. I mean, that would have been cool. It would have
been very cool.
It's a smart way to... Yeah. Give you
it's
the Master
a smart
Sword.
Way to have it there and tie all the stuff. I did also think clever the the motif was, because you end the fight by driving it into his head.
Yes.
So basically you pulled the sword out of her head, though we did it hours ago, and you end it by driving it into his head. And I was that's a good bow. I thought that was really clever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Super cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. And then he explodes in an explosion that really should have wiped out half of that continent.
you were really high in the sky.
You were too high.
That take you guys by surprise too. It was so over the top.
Yeah,
it was just going it was forever.
Yeah, it I think it was kind of funny, and the tone of it too was just kind of funny, because it waits to I think he disappears. Oh, he does the lasers coming out of him, kind of explode, and then it just does a giant anime style sky beam explosion.
Yep.
Oppenheimer style. It was ridiculous. and then you're just floating by, you're floating by on Zelda, and it just goes complete, Ganon. Yeah. Complete. Yep. And it was just the tone there was just kind of just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was
and check.
I was trying to think about where over the map we were, because I'm whatever is below us is gone.
I looked off the map.
Did we just wipe out all of the champions who are all the leaders of each group? Two a chief, a king, a prince essentially, and a president of some mining corporation.
And a capitalist.
And Lookout Landing with Pura, and also a bunch of heads of state. Do we just decimate all of our local governments?
It was probably track. Yeah, something got scorched.
I was oh shit, this isn't good. I thought it was but then everything was fine. So,
yeah.
I thought the next bit matched sort of the humorous tone you're saying too, mm-hmm. like the mm-hmm. just like accidentally humorous tone where then you're just like basically naked, but only you only have the falcon skirt left and you're like diving to save Zelda, but Zelda's just like falling to her death. Sorry, I think I jumped ahead.
You did a little bit.
First they transform her into the thing.
Yeah,
they make her Zelda again.
Raru and Sonya's ghosts.
Yeah, you go into like a dream state thing.
Why is Luke having shirt off for some reason? Like, I don't like that. Like, yeah, didn't make any. Like, he could have still like the motif with the hand. Like, all of that could have still been in play. Like, with shirt on.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess give the fans what they
but
want.
But it helped. I guess that's why I forgot they even did that stuff. And that obviously you have Dragon Zelda still, but then they magic her into regular Zelda.
Yeah.
But I love that while it can be dream sequence that they do that in, they don't like hand her to you. They just like let her start plummeting to her death. Right? And she's just asleep. I just was like kind of cackling as she's just, we leave the dream sequence. She's literally plummeting to her death in her clothes, but I don't have mine. And I do have one useful skirt left to like guide with. So I've got like butt tails like moving me around and that's it. And then you go get her. It's a cool moment. It's BioShock Infinite when you like grab her, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I was just laughing because I was like, why is Zelda falling to her death? If you had the power to transform her out of being a dragon and then you went, you better get her.
It's kind of like, Yeah.
And then, like, they fall into water from a very great height.
We are teaching kids the wrong lesson.
We
about
are.
This water
oh,
diving
absolutely.
Stuff.
Wow. This is like, you guys remember Gravity?
Not how physics work.
the movie Gravity?
Yes.
No, I haven't watched it.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, it ends that way, too.
Yeah.
Where she's like, you know, in space and then like land safely in like a lake.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. She doesn't burn up in the atmosphere or anything.
I don't know. It was kind of a ridiculous, like, she's having
she was in
a
the
lake.
Indiana Jones fridge to protect from burning up the atmosphere.
Pretty much.
Yeah. After
everyone saved Zelda, right? They didn't just let her ride and see what happened.
Yes, I saved her. I assumed it looked like it would just go forever, to be honest. It didn't look like
they
were in
loops.
The usual map.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There was not an option for it to not.
Did you let her ride, Ellen?
No.
Chicken.
I thought about it. But then, like, I think the...
I mean, bitch stole your house, like, you know?
That's true. I missed the hold the first time. Like, on the last thing you had to do was like hold A or something. And then I hit it instead of holding. And then like it like broke us apart again. And then you had to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I just got it right the next time. And I actually grabbed her.
Nice.
But it did cross my mind. I wouldn't do it, but I wonder if anyone would.
Two quick things we didn't quite mention and we don't talk much about in the game, even though I think they're actually like huge things that emotionally resonate with me because they're very nostalgic, but it's like the different themes and music that pop up. So when you when you finally get Zelda, I think Zelda's lullaby plays, which is from Ocarina of Time originally. Oh. And then I think both of the dragons have their own themes. So like when she comes in, her theme is playing and they're battling. And I feel like all those little bits make it way more epic of a moment. And they add like all this kind of history through the music, especially for Alan and I, that we heard like back when we were kids, and then their like theme comes back and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I think that at all the stables, Alan, it's Aponia's song, right? Always playing.
If that sounds right. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So anyway, these are like, it'll be really fun for you guys to go back and play Ocarina of Time at some point.
Yeah.
And like see these songs. In that game, songs, you basically make those songs also.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is really
cool.
Fun.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely recognized like one song started playing and I was like, oh, this is from Super Smash.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's totally true. Yeah. They do the classic, I think at the very end, they do a classic, the Hyrule, whatever music from that stage.
That amped me up.
And maybe just from like the NES versions of some sort. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
That's all. That's the end of my notes.
Yeah, was that?
But there's like, an aftermath. Is there more to the aftermath?
Well, there's a credits, right? The credits and then the aftermath. Right?
Yeah, there's like the cutscene, the aftermath after the credits, where it's like basically saying goodbye to Minoru, who's like finally like ascending to the spirit world, and there's tries to be some cute moment. Like Zelda is there, and she basically says she doesn't have any memories of being a dragon. Not really.
It's like I was asleep.
Yeah. And there's something cheesy that happens.
They do like a weird like Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, they do. I kind of missed the part where they mess it up, and I didn't
understand why that happened.
Yeah,
like, who?
Tulin messed it up because he's a child.
Yeah, I kind of missed, but then they finish it, and yeah, it's a little cheesy. I think that's pretty much it. And of course, you know, Link doesn't say anything the entire time, so.
Yep.
But, you know.
He has no allegiances.
Zelda's all bought in on, like, peace forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I knew this was going to happen, but I was a little sad. There is no continue on, right? There's no... Honestly, I would have really appreciated... Like, you go over your save file, Ganon is gone.
Yeah.
Even if all it was the characters kind of where they landed, and Zelda had, like, two sentences, and that's it, she would never say anything else, but I would have loved to go up, see her in, like, the Temple of Time throne or something, and her just be like, well, Link, we do have a lot of work to do. That's it. I would, for some reason, I would have loved that, but to just be, like... All you can do is go back to when you saved outside of the tunnel. It made me want to never touch that file again. I was like, I don't really want to go back there. Like, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That does kind of break some of the open world, other open world games we played. Like, I think God of War doesn't do that. Elden Ring doesn't do that.
Right. There is a real aftermath. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It makes it for some reason. So easy for you to want to keep screwing around, and everything you left unfinished, you really want to do it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, saying we won't remember that you're the savior, even though it's really just in your head, it doesn't even do anything. It makes me want to not complete stuff. I'm like, I'm good.
Right.
I don't know why. It's just like a strange psychological thing.
It was one of the bigger complaints about Breath of the Wild too, that you couldn't play in the post-calamity world.
Right.
Like, they did the same thing where you would, if you beat Ganon there, then like continuing was just going to pre-Ganon fight. It wasn't like and that one had a lot of opportunity you know, for helping Zelda rebuild the world, and like I agree, it's like a little bit, I wish there was like just a smidge, just like let me just pretend that there's something else going on here.
I wonder if it just would have been like just a technical lift of turning the gloom off, and it's like we just can't do it, we can't turn the gloom off and have this map that's like two maps, it's too, like, I wonder if it just was like we just can't
work. Yeah, that kind of makes sense, whereas like those maybe other games I mentioned don't really have as much of that prevailing like thing throughout the world. Definitely left some stuff on the table as far as quests go, that but that I would have loved to go back in, and like you said, I don't know if I want to do it while not already having finished the game, you know what I mean, like already having,
even though
like,
it means nothing technically, it still breaks something in my brain that I'm not excited to go back to the file. Other thing on a few unfinished pieces, I sent you guys that silly article about like some of the top mysteries left unanswered.
Yeah.
I'm curious if you guys have any that you want to throw out that you're like, okay, that's interesting. Let's talk about those quickly.
Where is Cass? Where is he?
She did the Jackie thing. She pounded her
I know,
desk.
She's literally doing that.
I heard it.
Yeah. All of his kids are there. We helped them all in Rito Village. All of his his five little musical kids that are all different colors. Yeah. Those are all like,
are they the kids? Oh, interesting.
That are grown up now. His wife is there. His bird wife is there. Where is he?
Bird wife.
That's funny. Yeah, he was definitely one of the ones I the side quests that stood out the most in Breath of the Wild. I really enjoyed those. There were riddles of like the songs, and then you kind of had to like,
and he'd always be in a new place. Then you'd get excited because he left, and you'd be like, oh geez, where am I going to find him? And you go look for him.
And you always you start hearing the music first, right before you like crossing a hill, and you're like, oh, I think my boy is around here. I'm gonna
like, there's the accordion.
And
like, those are just
Where the fuck is
where the fuck is Cass? Give him to us. We want him.
Adventuring.
Where?
He's learning more bardy things from other kingdoms.
Kaylee just went dead in the eyes.
Yeah, I think you know, funny metaphor if that's what they were trying to do with him, because it is funny that you have his wife and his kids in this one, and the man is allowed to just have deserted his home again in the name of adventure.
Yeah,
and that's it. There's no answer to what he's doing.
Just like what? Yeah. Like his kids are literally keeping the town running while it's like half under snow.
Oh yeah,
motherfucker deserted him in a calamity.
In a calamity. In like the worst. Like, where is he?
Yeah.
So
he's not getting Father of the Year. Okay, and there's no answers to that.
No.
My favorite, as I told you guys, was the who was the ancient hero. So obviously we did not play enough of this game to even realize some of these bits that apparently, you know, there's this ancient hero shown on the tapestry who has red hair. And I guess if you do all 152 shrines, which none of us did, you can get an armor set called the Ancient Hero's Aspect. And then you get a closer look at this person.
Jimbo
who
did
looks...
it.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, tell us a little bit of the real life.
What's it look like?
I don't know.
What's it look like? Do you remember?
It looks... it looks like... Raru, so kind of looks like Zonai. Green skin.
Oh,
not as tall. Still, you know, still Link sized. But like, kind of also fox vibes because of the red hair on this thing, and you know, has big ears, and just like really cool, like ancient Zonai, like ornate armor. Looks.
Do you remember
super
if it
cool.
does anything? Special?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love that little bit of lore we didn't know, but then I'm a little sad that, like, to me, I wonder if they had plans for DLC and this was teasing it, and then and then ended those plans, you know, that they've now announced they're not going to do DLC. But it is interesting because, like, seems to tee up to me, like, learning who this person is, right?
Well, like, what is the canon lore of this ancient hero? Like, he fought what, when
we first
go ahead.
Well, we learn about him in Breath of the Wild, right? He's like, it's like the hero who with the sword that seals the darkness and the princess with the blood of the goddess, blah 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 blah. And isn't it like,
it feels like they're just talking about a very early, so basically every Zelda game is always just a kind of like different incarnation of the hero,
right?
Okay.
And to me, the first time I saw that in Breath of the Wild, they were just talking about like the first one ever, maybe.
Yeah,
like
that's
and maybe the very
first
incarnation of Link
Sword?
Ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I don't. Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it would have existed yet. And I don't know. Their timeline is like silly. You create the Master Sword at Skyward Sword.
Oh, okay.
So I guess putting outside of that one little detail, I still think they were maybe trying to say that, like, that was, you know, the ancient Link or what, and that maybe it was a different species at that time, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
I think, and one of the other ones that is in that list kind of alludes to this. I do kind of wonder if it's tied into Sonya's and Raru's missing kid.
We have
a missing Link here. Like, where's no, so like there's a missing kid somewhere who continues on the royal line. They had already dealt with Ganon in that generation, so like it wouldn't have been a girl. Because they wouldn't have needed a princess with the blood of the goddess. And so maybe it was this dude.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the best I got.
Mm. Yeah.
But we also out for me.
Yeah. We also never see the baby, and there must be some crazy human Zonai hybrid child at some point in this lineage.
I mean, it has red hair, so maybe it's the child of Ganon and a Zonai.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. The red hair did, like, kind of speak more to Ganon.
Do you think the reason Ganon really went on that rampage is that was his woman who he had a tryst with?
Mm. Oh, Sonya?
And Raru didn't know. Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
But then where does destroy the blue skin come from?
Wow. A real,
I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
Triforce.
That's why he killed her.
Yeah, exactly. Triforce. That's why he's taken to the planet. Okay.
But we do know. Only two Zonai in that time frame are Raru and Minoru. We know that they're the only two.
Oh, Minoru.
Yeah. Oh, it could be Minoru's kid.
And Ganon.
Ooh.
That's freaky. Wow, they banged. Freaky deaky.
They made the thing.
We'll look up the fan fiction after this.
I like it. I like it.
Okay. Closing thoughts on Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh.
Just silence.
Pretty good.
There you have
it. Yeah. That's pretty
good. Do you think... Is it game of the year as we begin playing the rest of the crazy games that are all out and each of us is like, you know, messing around with different games here and there? Okay, I'm getting lots of shaking no's. Oh, well, go ahead real quick. Give us just your take on like why it is or isn't competitive for game of the year in 1 minute.
It isn't because of Baldur's Gate.
I was going to say, seems like you guys are, yeah.
Baldur's is Jackie Gate that same answer?
Is breaking my head. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It's so good. Okay. We have to do it. We have to.
All right. I have dipped the toe in the water of Alan Wake, too, and that is breaking my brain.
Yeah.
Cool. If Baldur's Gate didn't exist, Tears of the Kingdom would be more of a contender.
I was going to say, yes. If there was no Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, but Baldur's Gate exists in this universe. Mm-hmm. So...
All right, I think you're really selling me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Alan, what do you think, being that I think the only games you play are the ones that we now play?
Yeah, at this point, it's the only ones I am indebted to play in this podcast, which is fine. Totally. And we're always playing the best. And
Indentured gametude?
Indentured gametude, yeah.
When can I stop gaming, my lord?
Never. You may not.
You may not. You're never gonna. I love the Breath of the Wild. I love this game. And you know, like I said, I left a lot on the table. Like not a lot, but like for me, like what I did in Breath of the Wild. I feel like there's still a lot there that I could still go back in and play. You know, mm-hmm. outside of all the other things that we talked about, how they kind of close it off. I just really love. You know, playing as Link and the, you know, the art direction of all this stuff. And to me, it could be game of the real year, although, you know, definitely I think a contender, if anything, to Baldur's Gate probably, although I have not tried it yet. So we'd have to wait and see.
Cool. I need to dip a toe in the water of Baldur's Gate to have anything to say about that. I will say that Resident Evil 4 we played this year, but I don't think that beats it. Especially because it's...
That's
what I'm going to say. Especially for that reason. It's not a fully original, you know, conceived in this year title, so I think that, mm-hmm. that hurts it there a little bit too.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2 is real fun, but
Spider-Man
to me,
2,
it's...
People,
to me, it's suffering from the regular Marvel fatigue of, like, it's really great and super well-executed, but I do feel like it's the third time in a row I've played this game now, so it suffers from that a little bit.
I was going to say, yeah, I forgot that there was the Miles Morales was sort of an in between, right?
And which is there another one?
Not the same game.
Isn't there another one coming out next year, too?
Oh, Jesus, I hope not, but probably. I don't know. I think if they do and they don't really change the formula a little bit, at least of the open world stuff, I think they will see... at that point the real reviews show fatigue and stuff, because I'm feeling it in this one where it's like it is still really fun, it's just swinging around the city, like you can't beat it, that's the best, But it suffers a little bit from your third time around the block, mm-hmm. where it's like, all right, I've definitely like already done this stuff. Mm-hmm, So Alan Wake 2 is, to me, the opposite of that, where it's just consistently like, what the fuck is going on? And if you're just, if you're dying for a game that just feels super new and weird and you can't predict what will happen, then it scratches all those itches.
Mm, cool.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely want to play that too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, light a candle for Tears of the Kingdom.
In the books.
R.I.P.
That's it.
Yeah, pour one out.
I don't have Foley for pouring one out.
I was going to say, no.
Yeah. Metaphorically.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Cool. Gaming, gaming. Give me more. Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard edition. Story mode is my big fetish. Standard edition. My avatar's all coquettish. Who's coquettish? This ain't no speed run. Take that starting hour. You can turn me into a farmer, but don't hit me a horse armor. I'm going standard edition. Store mode is my big fetish. Standard edition. My avatar's all. Edition art book. Mama, I'm never gonna look. Plastic jacket, fake sword, collector's racket, trophy hoard. You collected every single thing just to pop out all this digitally. Well, I'm still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We'll go with standard dish. What? The store mode is my Ocean's Coke dish.